The word Emmanuel means God with us. And that is what Matthew tells us the interpretation of this word is. Emmanuel, God with us. So this is the virgin birth of Christ, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, well, that doesn't tell me about Emmanuel's land. All right. Look at chapter 8. Chapter 8. And look at verse 7. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory. And it shall come up over all its channels, and go over all its banks. And it shall sweep onward into Judah, and it shall overflow and pass through. It shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of its wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Now, who is Emmanuel? It says, he shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel. So who is Emmanuel? Very good. God manifests in the flesh. This is the incarnation. This is the Lord Jesus, not in heaven, but on earth. God with us. And it says, it shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. If Emmanuel is the Lord Jesus in chapter 7, who is Emmanuel in chapter 8? The Lord Jesus. And it speaks of Emmanuel's land. This is Christ, and this is his land. And so Emmanuel's land is the land of Palestine. Someday, he's going to not only inherit Palestine, but according to Psalm 8, Psalm 2, it says this, ask of me and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. So, Emmanuel's land is the land of Palestine. You're liable to think this, well, I thought Palestine was the Jews' land. Well, this is what we'll see. Turn to Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus 25. Look at verse 23. Leviticus 25, 23. And the land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For ye are strangers and sojourners with me. So whose is the land of Palestine? Who? Of course it is. He says, the land is mine. And when it speaks about those coming in and filling all the land, it says, thy land, O Emmanuel. It says in Hebrews that Christ is heir of all things. It says that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the land that is spoken of here is the land of Palestine. Emmanuel's land is Palestine. And it says, the land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. Ye are strangers and sojourners. Now, turn to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9. And let's look at verse 16. Speaking of a coming day, when the millennium shall be established, it says in verse 16, and the Lord their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people, and they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted on high over his land. And so God tells you again and again that the land of Palestine is his land. It tells us that the land of Palestine is Emmanuel's land. But when we speak of Emmanuel's land, we thank God for that temporary abode of the church. Because it says, thus shall we ever be with the Lord. And we're not just going to be in heaven with the Lord. Because it says that he shall sit upon the throne of his father David. And it says that our blessed Savior shall sit on the throne, and his disciples, the apostles, shall sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So there are glorious things spoken of the promised land. You read in Isaiah how it's going to be lifted up and going to be geographical and are changes of all sorts. But in that coming day, Emmanuel's land shall be occupied by Emmanuel. He will take possession. He will give it to whom he will. He will say, be thou over 5 cities. Be thou over 10 cities. And for whom we sing of Emmanuel's land, it is our temporary abode at the beginning of the millennium. And then, eventually, then, we shall be in heaven. Thus shall we ever be with the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer, and then you, brethren, feel free to come and speak to the brethren. Our Father, we are so glad that thou dost tell us about a land where strangers and sojourners dwell. You gave it to a nation, and yet you said it is your land. And we are thankful that the land ultimately shall go to its rightful owner, the possessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are glad that we know him as Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. We are glad that we know him as Emmanuel as well, God with us. We are glad, our Father, that we know that he was God manifest in the flesh, that he was with God and was God, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory. Some saw his glory in Emmanuel's land when he first came. That has not been our portion, Father, but we shall see him in his glory in Emmanuel's land in that coming day. And so we rejoice. Hasten the day, our Father, we ask of thee. We would thank you for what you've been to us this past year, and we look to thee in faith for what thou shalt be to us in the coming year. And we shall have our cry to be that of the closing portion of the Word of God. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Now bless us for the rest of this hour, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.
Something called the rapture, and then a terrible time called the Great Tribulation coming on the earth. And talk about Jesus coming back for a group of people and taking them away. And, you know, I knew in my heart, I'd grown up in a Christian home, my mother took me to church, and I'd been down made a profession of faith, and but I didn't know him, and I knew in my heart that if he was to come back and take a group of people, he wouldn't take me. Well, thank God he saved me not long after that, and I was looking for him every day. You know, I go to bed in my window face the east, and I would go to bed looking out the window because I heard that he was going to come back from the east. So I was looking for him to come back. And I think it was a time when this truth was just in an outburst all over the land. Everything I saw on TV, there were great people that were, their whole ministry was based on events in the newspaper about the Lord coming back. And many, many years have passed, and I think I sense not the same fervor in my own heart about the Lord's return. I know he's coming back, and with all the things that are going on, if these things were going on when I was first saved, boy, we'd have really, you know, I've been climbing the mountains. Because things just are happening with rapid succession. So I'm looking for the Lord to come back maybe in 1990. But actually what I wanted to get up and say before you is I wanted to stand up and testify to the faithfulness of the Lord, the grace that God has for his own. 1989 was a tumultuous year for the world, and it was a tumultuous year for my family. I lost my mom and dad tragically, my dad in terrible despair, took his own life, and took my mother, and I don't know how that we could have made it through without the Lord's help. He was with us, and I think of a verse in Philippians 4, verse 7, just the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I just wanted to get up and tell about the faithfulness of God to help us through the difficult times in life. Psalm 23 is one of all of our favorites. It talks about walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And I learned there's more than one way to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But He's with us. He held our hands. He gave us strength that we didn't know we had to go through. And so I just wanted to praise Him for how He's been with us and helped us through the difficult times in 1989. And knowing that in 1990 He's just as close. He promised to never leave us, never forsake us. Though I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. So, praise God for a new year, looking for Jesus to come and for His strength to help us, 12 human beings, to walk Christian life in a dark day.
I share four quick passages of scripture here. Turn, first of all, to Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6, verse 10. That's our opportunity to remember the Lord, to come together first day of every week to remember the Lord. And also it's a very appropriate time at the end of the year to think about the Lord. But, let me just read a couple of verses here in sequence. Deuteronomy 6, verse 10. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells deep, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, and thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him. Verse 12 says, beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt. Well, what happened? You see what happened, and turn if you will over to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. In verse 32, the sad commentary of what the Lord has to speak. Now here he warned them prior to them coming into the land to beware lest they forgot him. Jeremiah 2:32, can a maid forget her ornament or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. What a sad commentary about the nation of Israel. But we find that the Lord, he doesn't forget. Turn, if you will, over to Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah 49. Look at verse 15. It says, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. So here we have God's promise that he will never forget us. Now even though we may forget him and go astray as the nation of Israel, he is faithful to us. And he remembers us. And another verse over in Psalm 48. Psalm 48. Verse 9. Now so it's our opportunity to remember him. Psalm 48:9, we have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. So it's our opportunity as we look back over the year to recount his blessings and certainly to think of all that he has done for us and how he has provided. It's our opportunity to remember him.